Second Thessalonians, the second chapter. My mic just did a bald face on me out here. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. There we go. Thank you. We started out, we beseech you, brethren, by the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ and by the gathering together unto him, that ye be not soon shaken in mind or be troubled, neither by spirit, nor by word, nor by letter, as from us as that day of Christ is at hand. Let no man deceive you by any means, for that day shall not come except there come a falling away first, and that man of sin be revealed, the son of perdition, who opposeth and exalteth himself above all that is called God or that is worshipped, so that he is as God, sitteth in the temple of God, showing himself that he is God. Remember ye not that when I was yet with you, I told you these things, and now ye know what withholdeth that he might be revealed in his name. For the mystery of iniquity doth already work. Only he who now letteth will let until he be taken out of the way. Come on and put your hands together for the word. A lot of folks' mind is in the outer limits. Amen. How many ever watched The Outer Limits? Amen. Y'all know y'all watched it. Amen. You got that, Tim? I want you to hear a little something.
We are controlling transmission. If we wish to make it louder, we will bring up the volume. If we wish to make it softer, we will tune it to a whisper. We will control the horizontal. We will control the vertical. We can roll the image, make it fluff. We can change the focus to a soft blur, or sharpen it to crystal clarity. For the next hour, sit quietly and we will control all that you see and hear. We repeat, there is nothing wrong with your television set. You are about to participate in a great adventure. You are about to experience the awe and mystery which reaches from the inner mind to the outer limits.
Hallelujah. Come on and give God some praise. Whether you know it or not, that's where people are taking your mind, to the outer limits. There's a battlefield in the mind. We were talking about it this morning. There's a war going on in the mind. If you can't control yours, then somebody else will. If you don't keep under the subjection, then it'll run wild. We're reading here in Thessalonians. It says, let no man deceive you by any means, for that day shall come except there come a falling away first. Everyone's sitting around waiting on this thing to happen, and it's been happening all the time. Paul said, when I came to you back then, I told you of these things already, meaning that it's already taking place. Folks waiting for this big monster to come up out of the water when he's already came up out. They're waiting for this big beast when he's already in the earth. Why? Because most people don't realize it, but they have a beast nature. It's quiet in this house. Amen. We're in an outer limits. We're in a zone that we shouldn't be in because of things that are going on. It says, let no man deceive you, trick you, or usher you into something other than what God has ordained that you be in by any means, by any way. I don't care whether it's circumstance, situation, emotional, sensationalism, talk, hearing, whatever. Don't let anybody separate you from the love of God. You can't let folks pull you away from your main focus. Whatever God has called you to do, that's what you got to do. Whatever God has set in order in your life, that's the kind of order you have to keep. Whatever God has ministered to you, that's what you have to minister. You have to be a type shadow of Christ and all that Jesus has. You have to manifest the very nature and the character of God. The enemy wants to separate you from the character of God, and your flesh wants to separate you from the nature of God. So you have to fight with faith, and you have to fight with the word of God, and you have to stand and believe that nothing's going to separate you from your love that you have in God. Let no man deceive you. It says man here, but it could be anything. Don't be deceived into thinking that God ain't who he says he is. Amen. Folks are falling away. Apostasy. Apostasy means to separate oneself. Oh, it's finna get real quiet now. Folks are separating themselves from the things of God because of accusations, because of trial, because of tribulation, because of hurts, because of discouragements. They are separating themselves away from the love of God. Don't you be fooled. It is called apostasy. Amen. There is called a falling away. And people are falling away from the kingdom of God because of things. Baby, I'm letting you know right now, I don't care what I see, Rev. I'm going to find a way to stand. I don't care what I hear. I'm going to find a way to stand. I don't care how much pain I may be in. I'm going to find a way to stand. I don't care what torment is trying to attack my mind. I'm going to find a way to stand. I'm not going to let anything separate me from the love of God and from that which God has called me to pursue. You have to make up in your mind today what you're going to do for God, and what you're going to do for God, you're going to do it. And you got, sometimes you got to do it all by yourself if you want to get it done. We're waiting for this apostasy that's falling away to come, and it's already upon us, Brother Tim. It's been upon us for years and years and years and years, where men and women have fallen away from the truth because of something they felt, or something they hear, or something they've heard, or something they've done. You got to be steadfast, unmovable, and abounding in the work of the Lord. Because only what you do for Christ is going to last. The mind, many members are teaching and preaching on the mind because there's such a battle going on in the mind. The Bible says here, be not soon shaken in your mind, in your thoughts, in your ideas, in your principles. Don't be soon shaken. Don't let things shake you up to a point where you don't want to praise God, where you don't want to worship God, where you don't want to do what God calls you to do. You have to be steadfast. You can't be moved. Sure, it's going to hurt. Sure, you're going to make some mistakes. Sure, you're going to trip up sometimes. But let me tell you something. Folks done told you that because you made a mistake, you're not in the will of God. They lied to you. Glory to God. It says, let no man deceive you by any means, for that day shall not come except there come a falling away first. For that man of sin be revealed, the son of what? The son of perdition. Hallelujah. How many know who the son of perdition is? Or think you know who he is? Most folks think the son of perdition is that. Well, we might as well be real about this thing. Folks trying to say Obama is the Antichrist. They got so much of that mess on TV and on the, I hear about it, I don't want to see it. As far as I'm concerned, I'm walking by a lot of antichrist most of the time. So what difference does it make? The word is what it is, anti-God. Amen. There ain't nothing supernatural about antichrist. You just anti-God. If you don't stand according to the statutes of God, then you are anti-God. If you believe in something other than the word of God, then you are just anti-God. We got folks come to church and lift up their hands and worship God that are still anti-God. Oh, it's getting real quiet. Amen. The man of sin, or the man of flesh. We're not talking about the man of sins, but we're talking about the man of sin be revealed. See, a friend of mine called me. I call him my son, called me from Las Vegas, and I talked to him. And he said a lot of the messages that we're teaching here according to the flesh and about the flesh, they are just now starting to teach out there. So he is so much farther ahead of where they are because folks don't understand. This man of sin is already in us. This man of sin is the nature of Adam. This man of sin is come to destroy you. This man of sin is the only one that had enough guts and enough nerve to actually hate God. That's why there's times in your mind you want to blame God because you're not blessed. You blame God because you're sick. You blame God because folks accuse you. You blame God because folks come against you. You blame God for your tribulation. But I got news for you. Don't blame God. I don't know about you, but every problem I got myself into, Sister Diane, the devil didn't have nothing to do with it. I did it. I pushed that joker right on out of the way and did what I wanted to do. We can blame it on anything we want to blame it on, but it's time to face some reality. This man of petition, this man of sin is sitting down in our lives trying to dictate to us when we're going to praise God, how we're going to praise God, if we're going to sow, if we're going to pay our tithe, telling us that we can't afford to do this and we can't afford to do that. We're too tired to go to church. We're too weary for this and we're too weary for that. He's sitting in our hearts and he's trying to sit up on the throne and he's trying to dictate to us the way we're going to live for God. Hallelujah. I'm looking at all the supernatural people that are around the country and around the state now that are so spiritual and so prophetic when they just don't know. God done actually turned them over to themselves. Anytime God turns you over to yourself, you don't see any wrong in what you're doing. The man of sin, he be revealed. But see, he's being revealed right now. That son of what? Perdition. I think if we gonna get it, if we get into perdition, we're gonna be around a whole. We're gonna end up doing this another week. Hallelujah! Somebody say hallelujah. Oh Jesus! Don't worry, I won't preach this one next week. When it talks about the man, this man that we're talking about, this man that sitteth in the temple, that calls himself, sitteth in the temple of God, calling him, showing himself that he is God. See, it means he's showing himself, he's manifesting himself, or making himself see him to himself that he is God, that he is all that worship. What it means is, it's talking about a man who likes looking at his own image and likes looking at his own likeness. It's talking about a spirit of selfishness. And self-like. I know some folks that can't walk by a mirror twice and don't look in it three times. I think that's called self-like. Well, that's the way this son of perdition is. He self-likes himself. He likes himself so much that whatever he does is all right with him. Say, remember ye not that when I was yet with you, I told, Paul said, when I was with you, I told you these things. How many years, how many can possibly remember how many years ago that was? Thousand, couple thousand, it's been a couple thousand. But if this son of perdition was in there then, where'd he go to now? It's a mindset, it's a spirit that has flowed from the then all the way down through now. But nobody's looking for it because everybody's focused on Satan. Nobody's looking for the son of perdition. No one's looking for this man, this anthropos who's in our lives trying to make himself look like himself and act like himself because he thinks he's God. Adam thought he was God when he was in the garden because he had the ability to name all the animals, to call rain down from heaven, to make the water come up out of the earth. He had all this authority, this power, and he wanted to be his own self. In the sixth chapter, it finally says that Adam finally got a son in his own image and in his own likeness. Which is what he wanted all the time anyway, when God plainly told him, I want you to reproduce in the earth in my likeness, Adam, and in my image, not yours. Well, all the time, man is still trying to reproduce in his own image and in his own likeness. What it does, it turns you over to yourself. It turns you over to a reprobate mind. We have to be so careful in this season and in this years to come because the enemy is out to destroy us from the inside. And you have to guard your heart with all diligence. Hallelujah. Heart is translated spirit. And I know that what withholdeth that he might be revealed in what? His time or in his own season. God is giving people the knowledge and the understanding of what they're up against. You can't win a battle until you know what kind of weapons your enemy has. Why do you think the Bible says put on the helmet of salvation, the breastplate of righteousness, the shield of faith, gird up your loins with the word of truth, take unto you the sword of the Spirit, because it wasn't telling you to get ready to fight the world. You can't fight the world in the Spirit, but you have to fight that within you. For Paul said in this word, for the mystery or that which was secret of iniquity or a lawless did it say lawlessness? The mystery, a secret of lawlessness. Iniquity is translated lawlessness. A secret of lawlessness doth already work. Oh, folks don't believe it. But I've seen this church full, and I've seen Pastor Hart say, I want everybody to stand. And I've seen 20 people stand. Iniquity. Iniquity want to put it something like something's nasty, but all it is a lawless spirit to do what you want to do in the eyes of God instead of what God has asked you to do. It's a lot of that going on. But you can't see it because you're not looking at it from within. You're looking at it from without. That's why the Bible says you have to bear another person's spirit by the Spirit. But we done got so holy and so self-righteous, we don't know how to do that anymore. We take it as we hear it, and we see it the way we believe it. And like I told the elders this morning, what Pastor Hart and them taught me, I've been in this thing a long time, and I've seen a lot. If you've seen some of the stuff I've seen and been through some of the stuff I've been through, and you wasn't called of God, you would not be here. Hallelujah. Half the stuff you see with your eyes, you can't believe. Isn't that right, Sister Sherry? And the stuff you hear with your ears, you don't believe none of that. Because you have to protect yourself so that God can use you. Because there's somebody trying to sit in your temple and proclaim himself to be God. Telling you when to move your head and when to shake and when to raise your hands and when not to raise your hands. When you should worship and when you shouldn't worship. Only he who now letteth will let until he be taken out of the way. And then shall that wicked be revealed whom the Lord shall consume with the spirit of his mouth. Talking about the word of God. Hallelujah. And shall destroy with the brightness of his coming. Not when he comes back to the eastern sky, but when the nature and the character of God comes forth from within you, the light of God will consume that which is dark in your life to bring you to a place, bring you to a statue in God where you can call those things that are not as though they are. Even him whose coming is after the working of Satan. That's where a lot of folks get confused, because when they hear the working of Satan, they just assume that it's talking about Satan. It says after the working of Satan. What did he do? He disobeyed God. He wanted to do what? He wanted to overthrow God. What is this nature in us trying to do? It's trying to overthrow God. I bet a lot of you this morning, you were tired and you were weary, and something in you told you, know you're too tired to get up and go to church. Ain't nobody gonna miss you anyway. That wasn't God talking to you. That's that old nature. You know your back hurting. Stay in the bed. It ain't going to stop hurting because you stay in the bed. Ask me how I know. It's talking about the accuser and an adversary and a liar. Amen. The brightness is the shining forth upon, or the working is the strength thereof. With power and signs and lying wonders. Baby, some folks can lie some pretty wonders. They can lie so pretty, they can make it look like a rose. They can make it look so good, you will grab a rose with the thorn sticking out of it, thinking that it's going to be all right. And it's only to do what? Separate you from what you know God has called you to. But I'm praying that God give us the wisdom and the knowledge that we need that we can keep going. and with all deceivableness of unrighteousness in them that perish, because they receive not the love of the truth, that they might be saved, that they might endure to the end. Listen to this. For this cause God shall send them strong delusion. It didn't say nothing about the devil, but it said the Lord will send them strong delusion. Strong delusion is translated in the Greek, a working of error. Meaning they're out to do folks bad. Lead you astray, trick you, deceive you. You have to do what? Guard your heart. Baby, we are in the outer limits and you better watch what you see. You might see eyeballs floating around out there that ain't really eyeballs. We're in the outer limits. You're liable to see anything and hear anything. But don't you be moved by what you see. Don't you be moved by what you hear. Only be moved by faith and by the word of God. Oh, my God. Hallelujah. Oh, Lord, have mercy. God says God will send them a strong delusion that they should be, that they should believe a lie, that they all might be damned and who believe not the truth but had pleasure in unrighteousness. I got news for you. You better watch yourself. You better guard yourself. We're in the end time. And the Bible says everything that can be shaken will be shaken. And those things that are shaken will be removed. That's a message I'm going to preach this God. There's a whole lot of shaking going on. Next Sunday, God be willing. There's a whole lot of shaking going on. Amen. So you remember, don't you be fooled by lies, and don't you be fooled by things that don't want to keep you from worshiping God and serving God the way God has called you to serve him. Because they're not going to pay the price you are. And when I sit back and think about all the hell I've been through and all the trouble that's been in my life, I'm not going to let nothing separate me from the love of God. Everybody stand. Hallelujah. Glory to God. I'm angry at my flesh and your flesh and everybody else's flesh. Because we're going out the world backwards when we should be going through it with power. Excuse me. Hallelujah. I want everybody that would like to come down front. Yes, this is an altar call. We're going into the end part of this year. And we don't want to take no baggage with us. That's going to separate us from our love in God. Word of God, speak. Would you fall down like rain? Asking my eyes to see your majesty, to be still and know that you're in this place. Please let me stay and rest in your holiness. Word of God speaks. Would you fall down like rain, washing my eyes to see your majesty, to be still and know that you're in this place. Please let me stay and rest in your holiness. Word of God speaks. Would you fall down like rain, washing my eyes to see
your majesty, to be still and know that you're in this place. Please let me stay and rest in your holiness. Word of God, speak.
Father, in the name of Jesus, Lord, as we have assembled down here today, Lord God, we pray that you would move us into a realm, into a place with you. Father, that we might walk according to your statutes, Lord God, resisting everything that's not like you, that we might flee into your arms and into your heart. Father, reveal to us, Lord God, that son of perdition, Lord, that we might stand on the promises and on the values of your word. Lord God, manifesting your goodness and your mercy and your grace and your compassion. Father, in the name of Jesus, we did not come this far not to receive all that you have for us. So, Father, as we press our way on in, we fight our way through, Lord God. For we know heaven suffers violence, and the violence take it by force. So, Father, therefore, we take in that through the spirit that belongs to us. And, Lord God, we shall not let it go. But we shall radiate in your spirit and manifest your glory and worship and praise you, because you are worthy and you are honorable, Lord God, in all things. And we magnify your name this morning. Father, we thank you. Hallelujah. Repeat after me. Father, forgive me of anything that I might have done to separate my heart from your spirit. I ask you to strengthen me, to fortify me, and give me the wisdom that I need to endure so as a good soldier. So, Father, here I am today asking you to wash me, cleanse me, and forgive me. Renew my spirit with your love. Here I am, Father, lying prostrate before thee, humble and with a contrite spirit. I thank you for being my God. I thank you for being my healer. I thank you for being my deliverer. I thank you for being my way maker. I thank you for being my God. I thank you for being my king. And I thank you for being my lover. Lord God, I thank you today for just being God. So here I am with my hands lifted up. Pour yourself down into me. Empty your spirit into my soul. And renew my heart. Renew my thoughts. And let we mind your principles for this day forth. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen. So, Father, as I pray for your people this morning, come on and give God some praise. As I anoint, Lord. Lord God, you move for them. You encourage and you strengthen and you heal and you deliver. And you bring them to a place, Father, that you can use them for your glory and by your honor. Lord God, we shall not be separated from the things of God because of our hearts or because of our feelings or our emotions. But the only thing that shall move us is the word of God. So, Father, here we are today. Lord God, as we praise and lift you up, as we worship you today. Hallelujah. Word of God speaks as you fall down.